It's the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Back in the 80s, Marina Evans was studying creative writing and literature at SMU when she heard about the opportunity of a lifetime. The Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders were holding auditions. Evans grew up dancing ballet, so she thought, why not try out? She showed up, got the job, then went on to become a published author. Her latest book is inspired by her time with America's Team. It's a murder mystery called The Cheerleader.
The Cheerleader is a splashy, fast-paced mystery that peels back the glittery surface of fame to reveal something far darker underneath. When Gentry Ray Randall, captain of the Dallas Lone Stars cheerleaders, is found murdered, a filmmaker named Nikki Keegan is drawn into the mysterious death. The first main character is Nikki Keegan, and her deal is she is a documentarian. She's hired to create this film for the comeback of the Dallas Lone Stars. Her true passion is true crime, and she's very much an advocate for female victims. So she gets sucked into the homicide, the investigation. She's not supposed to be. The second main character is Shaunette Simmons. She is a Dallas Lone Stars cheerleader. She's a rookie, and she was mentored by Gentry Ray, who's the murdered cheerleader. And her sort of wound is that her mother is a stage mom, and so Shaunette is really only a cheerleader to please her mom. The entire book is written from two female points of view, so there really are sort of two heroines, two protagonists. And they are very much at odds at first, but then they sort of team up to figure out who the murderer is. Some of the good reviews I've gotten on it just say that you know, I was able to paint sort of a vivid picture of being a pro cheerleader. So I think that was my goal, was to put the reader right in, you know, what it's like to, you know, put the uniforms on, have your picture taken, you know, practice on the field. I hope that I succeeded in that. I think what I wanted to do was sort of pick apart how beauty is perceived today thanks to social media, kind of the notion of compare and despair, because of course I didn't have that when I was a cheerleader, and I find that really fascinating. And there can be a dark side to it. You know, you're put on a worldwide stage, and you're the expectation of the beauty is really just perfection. There's a certain, I think, in general standard of beauty where young women are saying, you know, why don't I look like the girl on Instagram? You know, why can't I go there and do that? I have two daughters that are in their 20s, and you know, it's really been a thing with social media. You just compare yourself. And I think with my book, you know, I have characters that are on the outside very confident, but, you know, there's always insecurities underneath. There's also the theme of sort of toxic female friendships. Maybe you're jealous of someone, how someone looks or their accomplishments. So, yeah, I think I really did want to explore it, but I do want it to be a fun, light read because it's just a big, bold book. There's a lot of humor in it, so I wanted to balance that, you know, sort of the dark thriller suspense aspect with a fun read. My name is Marina Evans, and you're listening to the Texas Standard.